Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for a more open-minded audience. Someone definitely with a little bit more few brain cells. You are listening to Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. I am Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
Yeah, this is comedian Organic OK.
Indeed. Please, now we're around this time. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. And you know what? You can be on the radio. You can actually give your opinions. Tell us what you think. Call us here. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. We are available. We are. Honestly. Now, let's talk a little bit about that pimping organically, shall we? Tell me, how do we basically push that stuff in organic nature? Tell us, organic.
You already said it. Once you find that open space in your appetite, guess what happens?
Mm.
You grow the desire that now it's found. It's like when you're really hungry. People sit outside, they're really hungry, and they see commercials, and they be like, "Man, I want that." And then a lot of times, once they get something to eat, guess what happens?
What?
You want to go try that food right now? No, I'm cool. I'll try it later some other time. You see that?
Yeah, I hear you.
But it's those that have kept the actual desire in order, and they try the food regardless if they're hungry or not. They try. Say, I'm going to try this because I've been looking at this. Let me try this, right? And they go about it that way, right? Think about those approaches of people where – you give them something that they don't really desire, but they want to give you this kind of cross-contaminated window shopping in the way that it kind of deteriorate, Listen to this. If you got someone window shopping and you're in there shopping, what part of the window shopping and them looking is bothering you once you come out the store? What's bothering you? Think about it. What's really bothering you? Do you know this person window shopping? Think about it in life. What's really bothering people as people look? What's bothering people? Think about this. What would bother you if you was a person that coming from window shopping and seeing one day you actually is able to change that space of just window shopping to being someone that's actually presenting something in the store? How would you view a person window shopping?
I've always wanted to be one of those guys who basically is like the mannequin that came to life. I'm not talking about like in that movie. I'm talking about just like the kind of person that has that sort of presence that's just, damn, you should be a model. You should be. You know, we all want to be the kind of person that people take notice of in a great way. Like, this is something to gravitate to. This is something to be. This is something to see. Like a living model.
What you wanted. Right?
The paradigm.
The investment. What's this? What's the investment? If you had the tailor, if you had all those factors of people truly connecting to you as those components, not abandoning you where people grabbing you, make you feel uncomfortable, give you their order. Because you got to realize when people are touching stuff, they're pitting their print. They're pitting things on them. Some people just got done eating snacks, all these things. And that's what they have. They have food residue. It's all kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, so they took a bath, they're musty, trying on the jacket, and someone behind is clean, trying the same jacket on. It's just a lot of components to that, right?
Right.
Think about it. Somebody tailored the actual fabric. They got the fabric, and they made it. And the only person who touched that clothes was the tailored person that's tailoring your outfit. And they put everything from scratch together. And think about how intimate that is. How your interaction with others, how people have not properly taught people to how to communicate. So think about this, as parents and as teachers and as people grow up, as they training people to understand what is the thing that truly connects to someone that have never met you before, but think I should talk to this person. This person, I'm gravitating to you. And look at this. You're spending all your time looking for the person. Guess what? The person that's truly understanding what you are and what they are as they connect to you, if you understand how to embrace that, moment will actually be defined. And if you have that moment, what truly brings you to really appreciate somebody that honor what you was actually representing to carry onto the actual life and the appetite that you truly desire to share, and how are you able to share that person? Because that's one of the things that you're telling them. When you're truly sharing who you are, you truly go into places, truly have people, you know, invested into your ideas, this is a natural thing that you'd be willing to truly connect with people, is that you've been programmed. People have been programmed. It's, you don't realize how many people have been programmed to not speak. It's only people that's out there, someone is telling them all the things about them as they know is what they truly desire. And they sit back and allow the person not to know what, because listen, the person don't necessarily know what you're thinking, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you're quiet and they're pouring their heart out to you, and you're looking like someone sad, and they're thinking that you're bothering. You think, oh, man, I didn't mean to bother you. They walk off, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're sad because you know that you ain't going to invest in freeing yourself. And you make it just seem like it's just you, but guess what you did? You made them feel a hostage. Once you allow that to carry on, you spread that. And not even knowing, you spread it to others. By not freeing what you're saying, for those people that truly connect to you to understand you are really, truly connecting to this connection of pimping, this freedom of the soul. Like, you know, they say kindred spirit. That's pimping. You know what kindred spirit is? That's pimping something that is truly meant to reflect in an organic way. Have you thought about that for a moment? When I ask people so many times, I say, is it possible that we could change the narrative of how the stigma of what a name title is? Can I change it under this? Can I change the pimping? Can I change what pimping meant? Can I change that uniform? And people say to me sometimes, I've said it, he's trying to pimp me. Ask themselves, what kind of pimping are you? I'm trying to do to you? What is the pimping that it should be, what is the appetite of your connection to pimping that should be really your investment, that I should know what that is going to be? Because if you're contaminated and you have a cross-contaminated viewpoint, you won't allow my pimping to even manifest into the exact change of others that don't have your problem. You'll be pimping all the things that's not in the problem, and you'll be eventing a problem. See? And that's another thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my name is Comedian Organic OK, and my co-host is Talk Dude. Now, you have to say a few words to the people.
Okay. Honestly. Pop yourself a little bit. Now, a lot of times, it seems dangerous, doesn't it? It seems dangerous going out there in that big ocean. But you can find a way. You can find a way, personally, all you got to do, it helps to know all the angles. What is, you know? No,
but
a little bit.
But why would you complex something that, if you're desperate, why would you make things so much of people's time that they don't necessarily understand how to do about it? If you're dehydrated, and I say, hey, man, come back in about a week and a half, I got the most best drink to drink. What are you doing for the person at that moment to live to another week and a half to get something to drink better than what they had? You're so willing to tell people things to show that you have knowledge instead of just enjoying the knowledge. Just try to enjoy the knowledge. Then they can understand this is not something that you have not enjoyed yourself. Try to enjoy it. Try to enjoy what you're telling them.
I've been enjoying it. You know, one of the reasons I've been enjoying it is because you kind of pushed me a little bit to be better. to organically pimp and push myself. You showed me that I was worth pimping a little bit, that I was worth good enough to turn trick in the organic sense, so to speak.
Okay, back for a moment. I heard something in that conversation. You said something about tricking?
What I mean is you convinced me that basically I was good enough to be pimped.
Did you just cross-contaminate and molest my pimping?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Because we in this pimping here, you realize here, man, right inside of the ability, I'm saying as you being your, as you raising your harvest, as you meeting a woman, I need you to be the most clear of your version of yourself representing who this actual life of connection being from you to that woman. And I don't need to be modified where I'm amplified in her ears as if, as you know, as harmonica or what they call a violin. I don't want to be this kind of cross-contaminated pimping that is, you know, sexing your emotional, you know, selection under from under you. I don't want that. What I'm saying to you is the woman that I truly desire, I want to have that woman. And I don't want to waste my time on a woman that is not the woman that I want to have for me. I don't want to waste my energy on other guys' women. And what you're doing to me is pitting me under this kind of, hey, let's look at this woman. I don't want to be distracted with her. I'm distracted with my thing and what I truly desire. I don't want to be cross-contaminated pimping. You see? And when I truly connect and be open to what's there for me, I won't be distracted on the things that is the well. I don't want to cross-contaminate the well because everyone drinks from that well. I want to be free, not sit there and giving me something that I'm sitting here undermining. I don't want to undermine people, man. I want to truly be happy and be there for the harvest that's meant for me to have. And I want you to understand that because it's so important where people are not pitting you under a situation where you're, you know, you're manipulating and you're exploiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be exploiting no one. And I want no one to exploit me. And I want someone to truly care for me. I don't want to look around and I got to say, if I got to sit here and trick a woman to be with me, in that capacity of a woman that's not really for me, why am I wasting my time on that?
Well, exactly. I mean, every guy is basically, women are mad that every single guy out there has a rap.
Come on, man. Every guy don't have the same accomplished opposition. Let's be clear. As you're talking about what we're saying, every guy don't have the same position. Every guy don't have the desire to truly push that infrastructure down a woman's, you know, body parts. So you can't speak on every behalf because every guy don't speak the language that we're speaking. So stop generalizing everybody in this simple thing that does not relate to everybody's, you know, desires.
What?
It's all good, man. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic, okay? The show is it's another short moment. But guess what? We got to preach at the bones we get. Time is not guaranteed to any man or woman, right? So I just say thank everybody for tuning into the show. Comedian, talk dude, say a few words so we can complete the
All
show
right.
for the day.
You can push yourself. You can make yourself really work. Make yourself. You can make yourself. No, you can do all these things. You've got to go out there and you can hustle.
Sir, if you're desperate, man, I want you to talk from a desperate freedom of just being free. Don't talk as somebody that have been hostage. And don't just speak yourself because you've been so many years, you've been modified. And you don't need no one else to think that you're not truly desires of things that you want to know people to reflect in you being happy. Just say that for a change, man. Stop trying to talk all these long-winded things that you really don't have this appetite to maintain.
No, I do. I do, and I'm telling everyone else at home they can do the same thing.
You do?
They can push
themselves. Everybody, you already said, right? So we're going to listen to him Wednesday and see what he has to say Wednesday for the new show. Everyone take care. Have a good afternoon, good night for those.
Thank you, and good night. You've been listening to Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Good night.